Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. With us tonight is your Dungeon Master, Michael Thrifty Nerd Tomorrow. Also with us, Jennifer Cheek.
Hey guys, what is up?
And Tim Lanning.
I'm in much better spirits. Calm yourself.
And a very quality conscious Mike Bachman.
Hang in. I'm just kidding. It's me, Mike Bachman, and I play Senator Rick Stevens.
Oh, what is Rick Stevens up to these days?
Rick Stevens is definitely in jail, most definitely.
100%.
Is he burning down any more cities? Anyways, that's from Fiasco.
That's from our raid of encounters.
So guys, we're in the middle of a giant troll battle.
Yeah, but we try to really spice it up, this troll battle, you know, with things like almost dying.
Like every other round.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Definitely acid.
So that's... We probably don't need to do a recap because
that's pretty much what happened.
Battle,
yeah.
Oh, right? Last episode, so last week, we battled. Boom.
We battled a troll.
Picture,
this week, we're still battling
a world
troll.
Where we're fighting a troll, and that's pretty much it. Nailed it.
You're on.
In a world filled with one troll.
I will say, if these heroes do not best this troll, it will kill them, eat them, and then eat the small child cowering in the bush about 20 feet away from them.
I want to go ahead and yell to this troll that I will give him a lot of indigestion, so he
I
should
think
not eat
that
me.
That kid is like 100 feet away.
What if
he's paralyzed with fear. He's in mortal danger.
Yeah, but what I feel if that, like he's like,
what if that kid was Bucky? You know, we got to think about that.
Oh, what if he was our dear son Bucky?
I just mentioned it. He's 80 feet away.
Yep.
Why do you have to be like that?
I don't know. Maybe I just want some good quality. Am I right, Bachman?
All right, guys, it's the top of the round. Let's start this fight. Harper, it's your turn.
Drafty's like, what up? Harper Drafty knows that he has such a terrible burden on his soul right next to some of the other burdens. So he rolls a acid damage, and I get 11 plus 12. 12, 23. Does 23 hit his reflex?
Yeah.
Huzzah! All right, let's see. Jennifer, did you take my D10?
I found probably. It. Yeah, I did take it. It's right here.
No, I got it. I rolled a 10. So, another 26 damage.
All right.
All right.
All right. Harper, explain how he dies.
Harper, explain how he is bloodied. Actually, I think he's already bloodied.
Pig that, jerk.
You guys are doing buckets and buckets of damage, though.
Yes. It's
annoying.
I'm doing way more damage than I normally do. Just
now, this triggers Savage Wrath, which troll is damaged by an enemy attack. Opportunity action, the troll uses claw. But, no, actually, he hasn't used it this round yet. He does it.
I guess two.
I was using an example to show Mike Bachman that you don't use our things twice, but it's a new round, so he does use it.
Wait, against who?
The only person who's right next to him, which is Tom the Dragon.
Wait!
This is a hard lesson.
Wait! A second. I have an immediate interrupt.
Yeah, you do.
Do you have to be adjacent?
No. It's an enemy marked by you makes an attack that does not include you as a target. That's a trigger.
Okay.
So what
does it say?
So it stops that, and I get to take opportunity attack. Melee. And he grants combat advantage to you and your allies until the end of your next turn.
Yay.
If I hit it. Oh, God.
Which one happened? I'm not too sure if you stop his attack, though.
It's just immediate interrupt, not immediate reaction.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Well, you do yours before he does his.
Right.
So he still does it, maybe.
Yeah, he still gets to do it.
Okay.
Do, but you don't... You only
I go in before.
If you did.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, what are you hitting him with?
With my hammer.
Okay, because you're not adjacent to him, so how are you going to hit him with your hammer?
Well, her hammer has the ability to go...
Yeah, I can do melee too.
Is it a melee too?
Well, with her thorns.
No.
But it doesn't say, it just says melee, it doesn't say anything about being adjacent.
But you have to hit melee. Him with something.
Yeah.
You have to be able to hit him with something. You're not doing thorn strike, you have to use...
Yeah, it does have the weapon keyword, so I think you might be right.
I see what you're saying. So I shouldn't have moved earlier is what you're trying to tell me. Okay. Well.
So I don't think you can do that.
Okay,
right now.
So I can't do that one. But that's fine, because I have another thing then. It's an immediate reaction, so he will hit bot one first, but then I get to do something after that.
Okay, so first he hits Bachman.
Shit.
I'm cool.
Oh, maybe he won't. That is a 20 versus AC.
Get the fuck out of here, Thrifty. That I've got
Yay!
22 AC. I love you. I didn't mean to sound so harsh.
It's okay.
But get the fuck
now?
Out of here.
Whoa.
That's so sad.
No,
well,
fuck.
He missed.
No, you leave.
No, leave. And don't come back till episode 50.
No, this one is... Mine is an enemy marked by you that is within 5 squares. You makes an attack that does not include you.
Okay, cool. Do it. Whatever it is.
Okay, I slide him one towards me, and he's slowed and can't shift until the end of his turn.
Yeah, that's right. That way, if they reversed the language on those, she could do both. But as it stands, she cannot.
So now I will not...
Thanks, Chris Perkins!
I won't delay this turn, though, because I can get combat advantage.
Yay. I just wanted to know I'd love him so much.
Well, didn't you already... Wait, what's happening?
Guys, I'm so confused!
Oh, Harper. It's still Harper's turn. Fuck.
What?
Did you know it's Harper's turn right now?
Wow.
Why is it Harper's turn?
You damaged him.
Oh, did a thing.
And that's what
yes.
caused
this whole...
Triggered
this whole chain of reaction.
Ridiculous thing.
Alright, so...
D&D.
So what I'm gonna do is, as Harper, he's gonna sashay. just to keep warm, he's gonna move down here. But he's like... doing, like, crisscrossing steps. And he's like...
Does he hammer dance over there?
He punches, sort of, and he's kind of just, like, swaying. And you see little gouts of, like, small acid, like, spurt off from his hands and his coiffed hair.
Yeah, are you done?
I thought I was done an hour ago.
Okay, Tom. You can delay or whatever.
Well, there's no reason for me
to.
No, I think that thing's horse apples.
So I'm going to get right up in his business.
I just want to...
I'm going to get up in his business.
Sometimes you just want to get tactical.
Yeah.
I've still got... Wait, how much damage did he do to me? He didn't hit me. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Don't tell me. What. Oh.
So I'm going to do an attack. And I'm
gonna... I will hit him.
How's everybody's HPs?
I'm at 30.
It's not great. I'm not awesome. Am
but
I
the thing that he attacked me with, unless Throfty's lying, means I won't be attacked again.
I am bloodied, okay. But just barely.
You're bloodied, and what's your max, Harper?
It's 52.
Oh, and you're at 30. Oh, shit. I'm going to do Stand the Fall on you guys.
Yeah. Help your old buddies out.
Everybody blow my dice. Blow my dice. People at home, if you believe in me, blow my dice.
Blow the dice, I'll feel it.
Oh. Hey, you blow it hard enough. Blued. I got a 16 plus 12 versus AC.
That's beautiful.
Does it hit the guy?
That hits.
Yeah.
16 plus 12, the number that those things added together is 28. Hits him.
28! I knew it! I am smart to him.
I do math.
Now I'm gonna roll my damage! Oh, shit. A 10, a 6, and an 8. 18, it's 24, plus 6, 30 damage.
What?
30 damage.
And Each
ally within 10 squares can spend a healing surge and regains additional hit points equal to my charisma modifier, which is 3. Jesus. Healing surge plus 3, everybody. And I think
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'm still at max plus 3 temporary, so. Nope. Yeah, I am at max plus 3 temporary.
Guys, I'm feeling awful perky. I'm back to 60 now.
I'm at 46.
You guys notice a hollow, sad look in the troll's eyes when he realizes that things are not going his way anymore.
Well, maybe you just stop fucking eating children.
Yeah.
Mike Bachman, are you done?
You would think I was done.
You still have a minor, I think.
How do you even have enough minors to do what you want to do?
You have so many minors.
I wish I had more minor actions that I could do. You know what I should have done is I should have bloodied myself. I'm an idiot.
So stupid.
I always forget that I can do that. No, I ain't got shit to do.
Okay, take 5 damage.
Sure. Fuck it.
Fine.
YOLO.
God.
I'm at Aludra. 50.
Okay.
Okay, troll tries to regenerate, but he can't. We reset until next round. Troll claw claws. Oh, wait, actually, first he's going to try to regenerate or refresh his stupid thing. And he does.
Not.
He doesn't.
It's not that great. Yeah, he's gonna double claw anyway, because fuck it.
Who's he double clawing? Me?
Who do you think?
Me?
Who do you think, Aludra?
Probably me.
26 in the first one.
What's up with all his damage? What's his deal?
29 on the second one.
He's got plus 19 to...
He has to have so much. He's hit so high against me. Both of those hit.
He wants to hurt you. He thinks you're a nail that must be hammered into the ground.
I know I'm short and squat, but not a nail. What's that?
Whoa, that's a cool echo.
Piercing. That is not, just right in my eardrums. I don't like it. Why are you laughing so much?
Oh.
What is it, like 100 HPs? Did you crit or something?
You take 39 damage. Is that right?
Motherfucker. What? Well, I'm glad I charged my shit up.
Hold
before.
On, that doesn't seem like that it's seems possible like way too to much. Be right.
Take how much? 39?
Is that's like in the top damages?
Yeah, no, that's 39 damage.
That seems like the highest damage a NPC has
How's
done.
How's that even possible?
I'm going to let you in a little inside baseball.
I'd like to know. I'm interested.
His damage is 1d10 plus 11. And I rolled, and he hit twice. And I rolled an 8 and a 9.
Wow. Eludra's hurting over here. Really hurting.
So.
Really, really hurting.
So that was a 20 on one of the damages, and a 19 on the other.
I bet you feel great about yourself.
What are you at?
I feel a little bit better. What are you at, Eludra? I feel a little bit better. Man. How are you looking on hit points, Ludi?
I got 21. 21.
You got 21 hit points?
Still? I have so many hit points. I am.
See him, girl.
I know, and I'm about to get more back in a second when it's my turn.
All right. Well, you know what? That's all one little troll can do.
Really?
I can heal. Well, you can do it as a minor, so if you want to, and then I can Inspiring Word, and between the two of those, that should get you back up.
Okay. Because I have a thing. I get, like, another D6 with my armor. If I do a healy, do my second wind.
Yep.
So I will do that. Oh, second wind.
Eludra, it is your turn.
I would like to second wind as a minor because I can do that because I'm a dwarf.
There you go.
And that I get an additional
D6. That's seriously good for you.
Well,
no, really.
Oh, thanks so much, you guys. So I get 21 back.
Damn.
So now I'm 42 again.
Everybody
get up. Hey.
Tim, you're on live camera.
What? I went to the doctor today, so I got blood taken.
I get a two bonus.
Did you eat those bogeys?
I'm like, hey, doctor, do I have AIDS? And she's like, I don't know.
She's like, probably.
She's like, I'm looking at your throat. I'm like, how much AIDS do I have in here?
Is it like strep? Are there like spots?
Yeah.
He's got those AIDS spots in his throat.
I'm not positive, but I think so.
You probably are positive.
Good
for
joke,
AIDS.
Tim.
That joke was not, I believe, in Austin Powers.
Guys, I don't know.
AIDS is a very serious thing.
$1 million.
Let's not make
light.
$1 million AIDS. AIDS was made up by the Obama administration in order to keep. God.
There's so much improv going on right now. Presidents.
I feel like there's a line.
Warren G. Harding.
What's even happening right now?
Warren G. Harding.
I don't know.
Yes and.
Heighten.
Okay, I'm going to do...
No, please don't.
I'm going to use my... shit, I'll use Sword of Strike
use
again.
Use my shit.
Why not? It's just that I can't roll. It's just that I'm really bad at it. So a 12 versus the AC. So the same.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2. And plus 10.
You only have plus...
I have plus 10.
Bro.
Well, you're flanking him, so really it's a 14.
That's true.
Plus you've got another plus 1 from the dragon breath. You still miss.
Still, it's so low. It's so low.
Alright, are you done?
Yes.
Are you going to stay and take the 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, just stay. 5 is 5.
I'm cool.
You have so low...
No, don't. I'm at 42 right now. What's your total HP, Harper? Tell me.
46.
Mm-hmm. I'm at like... anyway.
A Brance whips off his butt and smacks you in the face.
Oh, so rude. Like, that smells like troll butt.
It does smell like troll butt. Harper.
Beautiful Harper.
He
his beautiful
not...
hair.
With hair glistening and smile smirking. Oh no.
I hope no one cuts Harper's beautiful hair.
Does a 15 verse reflex hit?
is that a joke?
Yeah, no.
Because it doesn't hit.
But what if it did hit?
It doesn't.
What is his, reflex?
Higher than 15.
What did I use before? Did I use my charm?
You use your lucky charm.
Okay, so, Every level we get, it's harder to find everything that exists. Why do I have a staff of earth and might? What does that do?
What even is this?
I just added that to my character. I'm like, I don't know.
This was cool.
I do, as they say, good timing. I re-roll a triggering attack roll. If you miss the target, even if you roll, you take psychic damage equal to my charisma, which is 4. So I love this one, because it's like, woo! If I miss again, this time I rolled a 4, but I hit a cup when I rolled. Does that count for at all?
Did it land cocked?
No, not at all. It landed perfect.
I don't think it counts. I mean, I don't think.
All right, I take.
So, but it's up to you, Tim.
I get 4 damage.
Okay. But and you did not make the troll not regenerate.
Right. Do I still have an action point?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
That's right, a action good point. Idea. And is it?
God damn it! You guys have.
All right. I try to shoot him with. I do a fire. I do acid spray again. There we go. There we go, my little baby doll. It's acid orb, not spray. I apologize. That was rude. Does a 17 hit his No, 27 hit his reflex.
Yes, the 27 hits his reflex.
I forgot to add the other 10.
But he is going to take an immediate reaction and hit Aludra.
Yay!
He's so mad.
Everything's coming up, Harper.
He's going to fucking miss. He misses.
It's because he's blinded by Aludra's beauty.
He misses and I'm sad.
Wait, why don't I get to hurt my friends?
His acid damage?
No. Harper hit him, but then he gets so enraged that he just flails out at Aludra.
Dumb troll.
Gotcha. I was going to say, I would be so sad if he regenerated right now.
He's in so full-on tantrum mode.
Yeah. He's just stomping.
Do any of y'all have acid or fire damage?
Nope. No. It's up to you. You are, you're CCing right now.
Yeah, The only thing I have is
cold. Can you sheep him for me?
Yeah, I'll take star and you take moon.
Yeah, stop DPS.
Are you done?
Don't DPS on condom.
What? Condom, yeah, condom. Fucking circle.
Are you done, Tim?
Timothy.
He sashays. Stop goofing.
What's that?
He sashays back there.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful, and whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Okay, Tom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm gonna hit him with my body.
My body!
How's everybody's HP? How's it going?
I have 37 right now.
46.
Do you guys want heals?
Yeah, man.
Sure.
I could heal all y'all.
I'm okay. I can only take... If I get more than 6 HPs...
Oh, but actually...
Then again, Jennifer got hit with 40-something once.
So. Yeah.
Actually, since you sashayed, you're now fucked. You're out without... You're outside of the range of, I think, any of my heals, actually.
Okay, now I know. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sashaying.
Fine by me.
But
yeah. I'm gonna do. Wait. So did you need heals, Aludra?
I have 37.
Yeah,
out of my 78. I could use it.
Hey, he hit you for 39 that one time.
Yeah, exactly.
He totally did.
That was so rude. That was painful. It hurt.
Just take an inspiring word, you know what I mean? You get a healing surge, and you get 2d6.
Is beautiful. That makes me so happy. Just warms my bones.
I'm going to do guarding attack. Yeah, I'll do guarding attack. Oh, boy.
Oh, dearie.
Oh, shucks. Well, why don't you tell me, Thrifty, if a 12 plus 3, otherwise known as 15, hits his AC?
That's when I miss his AC.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Why don't I... Oh, God, my character sheet locked up. Stop it!
Stop doing it.
No.
I think I'm just gonna action point. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, man.
Live your life. Hey.
How injured do we think this troll is?
He's extremely bloodied.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it's
bloodied.
Worth
bloodied.
And
I'm wondering
he can't
if it's
regenerate because Harper's just throwing down that mad acid. You know what I'm saying, guys?
I'm wondering if it's worth it for me to do it by my other daily when it comes around to my turn. Shrug.
If you're still up when it gets to your turn.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey. Thrifty, I'm trading my movement down for my minor.
Okay.
And I'm cutting myself. I'm cutting for Bieber right now. So I'm going to take 3 damages, bring myself down to 48. 48 damages, and then I'm going to do my Warlord Strike. I'm going to spend my action point to do my Warlord Strike.
Aye.
Damn! Damn! That's a 19. So, oh god, I'm throwing dice everywhere. 9 and 9, 18! I am on fire with these D10s tonight. So 18 plus 5. Which is otherwise known as 23. Okay. Good people home. Or in the crowd. It keeps coming up anyhow. see.
I loved it when Mike Buttman became a bard, and then we get serenaded sometimes. It makes me very happy.
Until the end of your next turn, each of your allies gains a +2 bonus to damage rolls against the target. Yes. Actually, you know what? Make that +4.
What? Why not?
Sure.
+6.
Oh, yeah, I need to do my 1d6 that I just cut myself for. Another 4 damage.
Okay. You take 5 damage for being in his zone
for
of
being
hurt.
An asshole. Okay, I'll take it. I'm down to 40.
He raises his arm up, and from his armpit, a bramble pops out and hits you in the nose.
Yucky.
Dude, you can't deal with that.
That's not the way
That's nasty.
Okay. He is going to... It is troll time, you guys.
Troll time. Troll time.
Hey, Jennifer.
What?
It's time. It's time for you to take some damages.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Is it another good point, right, guys?
Oh, I got to...
What is that?
Does a 17 hit your armor class?
No, it does not.
Does a 30 hit your armor class?
What? Dang. Well, see, okay, so hold on, let's do math for a second. Because my AC is 23.
That's what we do.
I have a +2 because of I did the second win. So 25. And then we have that +2 bonus in defense. That counts too, right? 27. Still appears to not be a 30.
Can you take a potion?
I don't think so.
You take 12 points of damage, which
Owie.
Is the least amount of damage you can take.
Wait, what do you need a potion for?
No, nothing. Just to make my AC higher.
So I guess that would be the troll's turn if he did an action point.
No!
He kind of has to at this point.
Action point.
He has to try.
Another double claw attack against Aludra.
This troll is super rude.
Oh, baby. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
That's a 27.
Against my AC?
Hit me,
against
baby,
your AC.
One more time.
What was it? What did we add it up to? Was it 27?
That was like 27.
Because it's 23.
It was very confusing.
25.
Oops.
27. It was 27. It
on the nose. And then another one. That's what we call a 29. Hit you twice.
Got hit by a troll. 2 times in the face. Ooh, baby,
okay.
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Oops.
It's going to hurt.
Bloodied.
I'm bloodied again.
Got
32 points of damage.
God!
The damage you need to kill this stupid troll.
I can't even do math right now. I have 17 hit points.
That's all he can do.
Oh my god.
And now it's Aludra's turn.
Aludra, just take a breather. Well, second wind.
I already second winded.
Do it again.
You can't just keep doing it.
YOLO. Take a third wind.
Just fucking
go ahead,
man.
Go ahead.
No, you can't.
Go ahead.
Is mine the... Hold on. What is mine?
Aludra, it's okay with me if you take a third wind.
Hey, okay,
my rules.
That's an encounter, so I can't do it again.
I can do a whole bunch of
damage. So I guess at this point, things are looking kind of grim for Aludra. So, it's time to bring out another daily, I suppose.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
It's my boiling cloud.
Everyone's favorite, boiling cloud. The one that hits. She picked the one
it
that hits,
it did one time, okay? Okay?
No,
are you guys prepared for a burst?
No one's ever prepared for the boiling cloud.
Are you prepared?
Of blood and grit.
I'm glad you remember it. we got concealment. That's good, you know? That's great. So now it's time to hit. To see.
Believe in yourself.
So, Bachman, you gave me a +4 bonus to damage rolls,
I
not
sure
to attack.
Did.
Okay, that's still good. As long as I hit. Oh, God. So nervous right now.
Well, you're flanking. Don't forget that. And
this
you have
true.
The +1.
That's a total of plus 3, Jennifer.
So I actually have a total of plus 16 already.
What?
Yeah, because I have a plus 13 because of my whip. My whip.
That's a good whip.
I'm so nervous I don't want to roll.
Don't.
How are you? There's no way to F that up.
Okay. Well, I rolled
it's
a 10.
Jennifer, right?
That's true.
So,
I did say that.
26 versus AC.
I'm sorry, that misses.
That's
no,
not
it
true,
hits. It totally hits.
Don't do that to
For
me.
For the second time. Or is it the first time versus a single boss-type enemy?
I don't think so. I think and I used it one other time.
Who's to say?
Okay, great. Great. So now I get to do 2D Tim plus
2D
Tim.
2D Tim?
Yeah. I'm going to throw Tim's
All
at
All numbers 1 to Tim.
Roll that Tim.
Roll that beautiful Tim footage.
Don't do that, please, though.
I'm okay? just going to do it.
Roll that will. Beautiful beans footage.
Those are not as good as I wanted them to be at all. Wow, those are super roll. Well, I rolled a 3 and a 2 on that. So, 15 damage total, plus the Bachman's help.
So
no, that's it. That's total. 15 damage. But, ooh, my target takes a minus 2 penalty to all defenses. Save ends.
Cool. Aren't you weakened? I forget.
That was like an hour
ago. That was
ago.
Like a million years ago.
Every time round. He double claws you, you get weakened.
Oh, you never
You didn't say
again.
That.
Every time he hits you twice, you get weakened.
Oh,
whatever.
Well.
Now you bring
fault.
It up.
Damn.
You're barely doing any damage. It's
that's
not
true.
Like
a hey, what the shit?
What's 7 damage?
Sorry.
That is.
Is that your turn?
Yes, it is.
is that your done?
It is. It is my turn.
Okay, take 5 damage.
Oh, I forgot. Shit. Oh, that's bad. That's really not good.
Dude, I totally have a plan.
You can shift. Just shift out of the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, can I shift out?
Yeah, you can shift out.
Oh, God, because...
What the shit?
Should I? Or
yeah.
Is it more important to have combat advantage?
You don't want to die.
I'm going to die. Yeah, I should shift out.
Wait, what are you at right now?
I'm at 17 hit points.
Okay, you're at 17. You're going to take 5. I'm going to do my Rousing Assault, which is going to give me plus 3 to any Warlord healing power I use before the end of my next turn. And I'm going to do 2 Warlord healing powers on you. One's going to give you 16...
I thought you can only do it once per turn.
I can do Inspiring Word once per turn. But I'm going to do... I've got a daily that's going to give you 16 HP. I've got my Inspiring Word, which is going to give you a Healing
that's
Surge.
That's a lot, man.
A Healing Surge plus 2d6, and it's going to give you another plus
Whoa.
3.
I'm going to... No, I'm Damn. I'm brave. I stay.
Unless he misses...
But that's only going to give her less 6 less HP back. But it's still going to give her... She's still going to get all the healing.
Okay, so you take 5 damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's You I did the 12. Right thing.
I think I did. I think I did the right thing. I have 12 HP.
Okay, Harper. Hurts. Top of the round.
Harper. He's tired of not being close to shimmering range. So he scoots up.
That's
he's
a good
like,
move.
Hey guys, what are you doing? And then... You know what he does? He shoots him with acid. No! And he misses.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he misses. You guys have to kill him. Deal with it.
Oh, troll time.
Fuck. Oh, never mind.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Troll time.
Wait, how is it the troll time?
It's not. I'm just saying it's time it's, for the troll
no.
to shine.
No. No.
Troll's gonna shine now. Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Tom the Dragonborn is going to do his Rousing Assault. So heroic.
Uh-oh.
Is he good? Did he do good?
Yeah.
Are we going to die?
Yeah, I did real good. No, you're not going to die. It just means that I'm not going to hit him. I rolled 2 plus 12 plus 2... So 4
what?
16 versus AC.
Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
You missed.
Okay, I missed. That doesn't... It wouldn't have really done that much damage. Let's see. I will do my Inspiring Word on Aludra. So healing surge plus 2d6.
Good.
Wilbur.
I need it so bad.
And, hey... It's a good thing that you could make it, Harper, because I'm gonna do.
Hey, it's got here.
I'm gonna do trade my movement for stand tough. Fortify your allies with a few words of encouragement.
Damn, you've got a lot of heals.
It's great. I love it. We need them so bad.
I'm gonna fortify you guys with some words of encouragement. Hopes, inspiration, dreams, love. Those are my words of encouragement. Each target regains hit points equal to 10 plus your charisma modifier. So 13. Get another 13 yes. back.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll take 6 and bring it up to max HP.
Okay, Tom, are you done?
Oh, I kind of gotta be.
Okay, you take 5 damage.
I feel like I bounce around so much from being super not okay on hit points to being, like, pretty good again. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
The beginning of the troll's turn. Finally, he regenerates.
No.
He's like,
ah. And he's back to full health.
Feels good.
Oh, God, that would be so awful.
I would quit this game.
Back to full.
I quit.
That would be the last episode of the podcast forever.
Like, we're all done.
Aludra, claw attack.
Noise.
Wait, how much health did he get?
20. That's, he rolled a 1.
Huzzah!
Rolled a 1.
This pleases me.
You rolled a 3. So that's...
that's good. I'm happy.
That's, goddamn.
You know, Thrifty, you win some, you lose some. You know, you get your regeneration powers back, and then he's impotent.
16 versus AC. That's probably not going
to
do it.
To who?
Anyone, to probably.
Aludra. Oh, yeah,
No. I have 23 AC, plus a lot of other things.
I don't know.
Bachman, you disrespected me?
The troll looks downtrodden.
He's sad.
And he looks like he might be defeated.
Is he dead?
And then he remembers, I have that second action point. I'm going to go ahead and use that.
God!
And then he looks up and he's like, oh, that wizard guy is close to me. Let's do my burst attack.
Wait, how close is he?
Yeah, that was a silly...
He's close enough.
I'm not a wizard.
Wait!
He's a troll. He's not very smart.
I thought you said you couldn't grasp me via bramble anymore.
Hey, guess what?
Well, that's different.
Guess what?
That's a Feyruth snare.
I got... My Warden's Fury. Immediate interrupt. Trigger.
It gets everybody, including you.
Yeah, but it still is an enemy mark. Oh. No. Balls.
Plus blast 5. Every one of you bitches. I don't mean that in the gendered, but.
I love it when you do that and then you're like, wait a second. I didn't mean it.
Wait, feminism.
Oh, ball busting Jennifer over here.
Aludra, do you have a 20 hit your fortitude?
Oh. Fuck. My bonuses? Oh, that one is gone now.
Tom the Dragonborn, does a 27 hit your fortitude?
Yeah. Aludra, you still get the plus 1 to all defenses.
Harper, does a 22 hit your fortitude?
Wait, Thrifty, you know what? Thrifty, does, what did you idiot. Ask me my fortitude?
20. Yes, 20 hits 20. Your fortitude.
No, actually, I have a 21 with the help of it. I'm very strong.
So hits these other guys. And, let's see.
It's always like this.
Pulls, so.
It's.
1, 2. No. Oh, hello, my friend.
No! Give me back!
Oh, hello, my friend.
This is some crap.
But this is bad.
And,
this is bad.
Tom the Dragonborn, you take, 15 damage.
I'm petting shit, Holmes.
And, ooh, Harper takes 21.
Why are you rolling twice for damage?
I rolled 1 for Tom and 1 for Harper.
That's not how we do it.
Nope, you've never done it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you always have us roll 1 damage. And roll once for damage.
Yeah, you're right. I do that.
You do okay, do so that.
Do. So you both take whatever I said Tom takes. 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you're immobilized. Save ends.
You're immobilized, save pins.
You're immobilized.
Wait, when you're immobilized, can you still flank?
Probably.
Yeah, because you're just there's hanging. Like, you're still there.
Here. Let me stab you with a stick.
Stick stab.
And that's all our troll buddy can do.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. But he's. Do you remember my boiling cloud? He started to turn in my zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much did you take damage for that?
Yeah. He how takes much? A mighty 3 damage.
How many hit points does he have?
Oh, and since he hit me, he takes 2d6 damages.
Oh, wait, I have a question.
What? Is that still up?
Yeah, the entire counter, son.
Jesus.
Bachman, that thing that you gave me that was plus 4 to damage, how long does that last?
I think that lasts until the end of my next turn.
So it's still in. Is still there?
So no, because my last turn I didn't do shit except heal.
Oh, your last. Oh, okay.
Okay.
He takes Harper, 6 damage. 6.
And take what's up?
6
from you.
6 for me. 6 damage.
So 9 total.
Okay, and let me look at his thing. Okay, that's not technically an attack, that's an effect, so he doesn't get his immediate attack. Aludra, go ahead and use your turn.
Alright. I can do that. To be different. Anybody right beside me? Nope. Okay. How about I use my resilience of life? How about that?
Okay.
I like it.
So 27 versus AC.
That's gonna hit.
Yay. Eight damage.
Okay.
Hey, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Okay, you damage him with an attack, so he uses his Savage Wrath. And that is a... That's a 21 versus AC against Aludra.
No!
No!
It doesn't do it. It does not do anything.
But isn't your AC 21?
No, my AC 23.
No, that was Fortitude.
Oh, that was sad. He misses.
Thirdy's okay. Always so sad when he doesn't get to hurt his friends.
Oh, top of the round.
Why can't I hurt Harper. My friends?
Harper, you are immobilized.
Good, I don't care. I shoot acid at him.
Please.
Is it a ranged attack?
Yep, but I don't get opportunity attacks.
Oh, right.
Because of my OP feet. Does 20 hit his reflex?
20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Yes,
it's
yatta! Yatta!
Yatta, yatta.
Alright, what?
What?
If I can drag this encounter out a little bit longer, I think I can beat you guys just on will alone.
No!
I think the actual human beings are going to lose the will to live if I can just get this.
It is pretty long. No, it is a pretty long one.
Thrifty, remember that you're supposed to be playing this character... As he would play. So I mean, like,
he's a troll.
You have to actually RP this guy. You can't start strategizing from Thrifty's point of view. That's just
yeah.
He's a troll.
That's literally cheap.
Oh, this literally, troll dude.
Literally.
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 The cop.
Okay.
I rolled my 1-0 die, which we all know now. Now we know.
Yeah, now you know how to use it correctly.
Well, I can. Reading's tough for me. I went to, you know, Christian school. So that's 17 damage. Acid!
Okay. He lashes out in rage at Aludra.
No.
That's a 28 versus AC. Don't tell me that misses you, because I know it doesn't.
28 versus AC, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. It hits me.
You take 14 damage.
Ugh.
So much math. My brain's tired of subtracting and adding.
Basic baby none.
Tom, the dragonborn.
Harper, what are you doing there?
Oh, wait, Harper, save versus immobilize.
Oh, thank you. 13.
So you save. But you did end your turn in the zone, so you take 5 damage.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Tom the Dragonborn.
Yes, I'm gonna do. I may use a miner to just chug a potion down.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
Is it a love potion?
No, it's not. It's just a potion to give me 10 HP.
That's a good thing.
What? How many HP do you have?
Huh? I had 23.
Shit, I forget, because you can heal everybody, but you yourself cannot heal yourself.
Actually, I'm going to do that after. That'll be the last thing that I do.
There you go.
Okay.
Smart man.
So, I'm going to do Wolf. Let's see, Wolf.
Wolf Blitz.
I'm gonna do Wolf Pack Tactics, because you know Harper's just got a GTF out of there. I don't like him being within melee range.
I agree with that. You gotta go.
Harpercoon.
So, 14 plus 12 is 26 versus AC. Does that hit?
It does indeed hit.
That's one weapon damage, so that is a 9. Plus 5, so 14 versus... Or no, just 14 damages.
Mike Bachman.
And my 1d6. Hold on. Mike I don't Bachman. Care if you're going to say that I'm going to kill him. I want to do my full damage.
He needs to know!
15 damage.
What does it look like when you murder this giant?
Well, here's how Tom was planning on this scenario playing out. He was doing his wolf pack tactics. It was one of his weaker attacks. So it's safe to say that he's kind of half-assing it at this point. He's a little bored. And he gets his potion out because he was going to drink his potion. And he's not even paying attention. He's just like looking off to the side, about to take a drink from the potion, and pokes. He just pokes. And it pokes the dude like right in his leg. And you wouldn't really think that it'd do a whole lot of damage, but it clips a major artery. And like green or purple. Black bile and blood starts pouring out of that vein because bile flows through his veins, and he just bleeds out while everybody stands there and watches. And I stop just before I take a drink. I'm like, oh shit, that's what happens.
Check it out,
guys. We did it. We beat that troll.
Asshole.
Take that troll. Yeah.
My HPs went up and down so many times in the episode.
Yeah,
I range from 78 to 12.
We saved the boys whole. That's how that joke works, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like you got hit by a Mordenkrammen or anything.
Yeah, shit.
It's still pretty bad.
God. I took the most damage that, like, anyone's taken.
I used two moves this battle encounter. Two.
Two different kinds?
Two different kinds.
Hey, man. We needed you.
Explosive fire,
you were there.
Acid.
I don't think
you were
I've
there
ever,
for us when we needed you.
I don't think I've ever healed a battle so hard.
Yeah, you were healing. So, man, guys, this was just such teamwork.
I'm pretty sure you cheated.
I'm pretty sure.
Probably
I thought that could have gone a lot worse because he could have been regenerating 20 hit points every single turn.
I could have died.
You're welcome.
I was literally out of encounter powers. Like, that last poke was like an at will. It was a melee basic, basically.
So that is going to, you guys are going to get, what did I say? Because, Jennifer, you're supposed to harass me.
Yeah, how many gold does a troll, is he full of gold? Will I hit him?
You don't get any
will
gold.
I hit the troll?
Zero gold.
No! Terrible.
We have to check his hovel.
Did you guys know that in Animal Crossing, if you hit the rocks with a shovel, that sometimes there's stuff inside it? There's gold.
Every single day, you can hit one of the rocks with a shovel
and get jewels.
Money.
And jewels. Because I have a bunch of jewels now. Anyway, I thought maybe if I hit the troll with a shovel, gold would come out.
Your sub-quest of saving this terrible little town from a giant beast of a troll, plus the experience from actually beating a troll, gives you 900 extra experience points.
Okay, I'm writing
which
down.
Puts you at 12,500 XPs.
Tune in next week.
12,500?
12,500.
Oh, we're so close.
Tune in next week when we grind.
we're just gonna kill
ogres and be like, you killed that ogre. An ogre appears. You killed that ogre.
Hooray.
You guys see a wolf pact. Do you want to fight it?
Yeah, fight it.
Hell yeah.
Fight it.
Murder wolves. Mama needs a new hammer. So we gotta do that. We gotta grind it.
What's the drop rate on this?
Right. Oh, I don't know.
1.3 repeating, of course.
So what do we say? Oh, Tim.
Feedback. My God.
Feedback.
Hey guys, listen, I know it's tried. You all listen to podcasts. We cannot be the only podcast you listen to. But if it is, let me explain to you. It's very, very silly, but it's just like high school. We just got to have your iTunes reviews.
Positive
it's
recognition.
Simple. Exactly.
Our self-esteems.
It we helps us it. Build our brand. It helps people to funnel to all of our different things. And it helps us not quit the show, which we might do one day.
True.
Yeah, if you're if you're bad.
If you're bad.
We'll quit.
No, I'm just kidding. But you guys have been awesome. And I'm going to read some of your reviews right now because they're really funny and they make me happy. AX Cervantes from Mexico says, Le mejor, the best, nunca, he quiero jugar D&D antes de escuchar este podcast. Pero después de pasar horas estudiándolo, estoy buscando cómo puedo jugar con otros recomendados. I think I did pretty good.
Can I? Do you know what it says?
There was a translation. Was a translation, which I took out.
I've never wanted to play D&D before listening to this podcast, but after spending a lot of hours listening to this, I'm looking for how to play with other people. I recommend this.
How the fuck did you do that?
I took Spanish for like a million
years. What are you? Go over me.
I was like a Spanish minor in college.
You know so many languages.
I try.
Wiser 2882 says, great podcast. Only one request. Please, God, please, stop eating on mic. It's like I have a chorus of cows chewing while I'm trying to listen to your great podcast. Yeah, it sucks.
Wait a minute.
But you know what happened?
I thought I took that out.
We record audio separately, Thrifty. You don't remove that?
That's way too much.
I do what I can.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know.
It's really insensitive to make more work for me.
Well, it's really insensitive
bring it out.
For you to deny me one of my basic needs as a human being, which is to fill my gaping maw with whatever happens to be in front of me while I'm doing other important things.
I don't think it helps when we talk about, like, oh, you're eating a wrap. What kind of wrap is that?
Well, sometimes it eats really good food. It looks good.
Yeah, it has raw braised taco salad.
We're talking about the wrap like 9 episodes ago, right?
Yeah.
I think.
The one my mom made for me.
Podcast wrap by Sorok13 says, love it, 777777.
Oh, you're still reading things.
Yeah. Chad Thumble says, canon, great podcast, tons of laughs. If you like bearded dwarf ladies, super sexual but committed dragonborn warlords, and probably the only DM who tries to not kill his clues party, you will love this podcast.
That is not fair. I do try to kill
them. I feel like we almost die like all the time.
I just feel bad about it.
A lot of times, though.
You feel bad. You let me use my boiling cloud that one time when it was real close.
Dragon Whisper says, amazing! Scarfy UK from the United Kingdom says, D&D genius, love this podcast, especially when the gang attempts British accents! My tea!
What's all this saying?
Oh, boy! Drinking tea!
Get on the
lorry. I'm on the Hugh Laurie!
Lift to the top flat.
Me flat in my aluminium. Would you fancy a biscuit? We just caused a conflict.
I would like... Pip, pip, I would like to have a biscuit in the loo.
A banger in the mouth. Girl Who Games says, wait, what? Girl Who Games, not Gamer Girl, from the United States says, holy mushrooms, mother of Huthgar, how I've been living without this my whole life. Popsicle Man 9 from Canada says, g'day mate, I think Ross wants a Ludra's D. That's true. Blaze Fire 723 from the United States says, they're great! 777777! Wolf Girl. Red Wolf Girl says, so funny, I could just die. Don't do it.
No!
Oh, God.
Who is that? Was that a demon speaking from you?
the ring movement.
Good visual joke there, guys. So geeklyinc.com is our website. You can also maybe still find us at dndpodcast.com, but that might have been absorbed by now. Who knows? Who's to say?
If you go to it, it should hopefully lead you to where
it'll redirect you. Yeah. It'll redirect you to geekly.com/drunksanddragons or whatever the URL is. Go to the forums, go to the wiki, go to Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I am at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Until next week. It's all been very dicey.
Nope, not that one.
Extremely dicey, even.
Spay and neuter your pets. We'll be right back.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
It's bad.
I am your dungeon
master.
Do
it again. Michael. No. Tomorrow.
Okay, your
and with me is Mike Bachman.
And you make back then, and you should back it.
Tim Lanning.
Hi.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, y'all.
Wow, what a great intro.
This is the Terrible Voices episode.
Are we jumping the shark right now? Is that literally what's happening?
We're going to do the worst voices the entire episode.
I'm sorry, were you calling my southern accent the worst voice?
Yes.
Because what you... I'm
were you doing
sure?
an accent? I couldn't tell the difference between this and your normal voice.
Oh, you didn't see the butter come out of her veins when she spoke that way?
I'm covered in butter and bacon grease right now. It's all over. I'm very slippery.
Hello. Let's pause the podcast.
I just hope you call a deem me worthy to talk to you.
No! Make it stop.
Hey, guys?
Yeah. Yeah?
Is that for real the intro we're gonna do?
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
that's it.
For real?
You didn't think that was really good?
No.
I thought it was pretty great.
I don't think anything we do ever is good. So it's hard for me to judge.
I'll do it again. You want me to do it again?
I would like that to happen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.